Look at this. This is freaking awesome. Mike.
Another boat show.
Hey.
Another boat show.
Look at this. We're at the, what is this, Sarasota? No, we're at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show. I see Chris Kraft. I see Goslings. We love Goslings. I see HMY. We are on a Galati boat, and this is actually a Hargrave. We have a little bit of a heart for Hargraves.
Yes,
and
we do.
And guess what, gang? This is the bottom line, and I'm here with Mike Rabilio. No throttling, no contract, unlimited data, and
no oil spills.
Marine Data Solutions, gang. He's going to help us out with internet, because everybody has a lot of questions with that. I also got to mention Salty Rags Crew Apparel. They did this shirt. Those guys are awesome for all your crew needs. Please go see them. But anyway, we are at the boat show. This is looking awesome. Everybody's social distancing, by the way. It looks different in the video, but every boat is 12 feet apart. So everybody's fine. We're wearing our masks, and we're going to talk about the internet. But you know what? It's a little hot out here. Let's go inside.
Yes, let's go down.
Okay, let's go.
Come on.
Oh, sunglasses. Look at this boat show. This is awesome. I don't know those boats. Don't buy those. Okay, this is actually a little better. It's cooler.
Much cooler.
But this being at the boat show is freaking awesome. Internet is really important on boats. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Forget about the guests. I'm talking about crew. I've heard stories where crew would quit a boat without internet or not even take the job. It's the younger generation.
That's a little extreme, but
it's a little extreme, but it's
a fact.
It
makes me happy.
It's a fact. You know, the internet goes out. Some of these younger crew are like in the fetal position on the floor. Like they don't know what to do. They don't know how to go anywhere because they use their phones. They're like, I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
So, okay. But communications have come a long way since I started yachting. Back when I started, we used carrier pigeon. Now, some made it, some didn't. You didn't know. Then you would get a phone card. And you'd wait in line in the payphone on some Caribbean island, and then you'd make the phone call once a week to find out that your wife has left you for the mailman or something. Okay, but we're not there anymore. So then we moved up to satellite, where satellite communications for crew was don't touch the phone. What are you doing? You know, okay, you can call your family, but it's got to be like 10 seconds or less. Actually, I think we said it was 1 minute because it rolled over every minute. Until I found out that the satellite people are like, well, 1 minute for us is like 45 seconds. What?
Sounds about right.
And then wait a minute. When the phone rang, that counted.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, pick up the damn phone. But we're all through that now. Right now, we're in the digital era. And so what systems most of the boats have on board, this is what you provide.
Yes.
So please explain it to me. What is the best scenario for a yacht right now to stay in communications for guests and crew?
Okay, so as far as best scenario, it's going to kind of depend on where you are geographically.
Not the moon.
But I'll give you the three options. The first is that you get what's in the marina, which is a shared connection.
That sucks.
And it usually does. It'd be like doing business at Starbucks. It's not reliable.
Do you know
not...
how many times I walk to the marine office and go, the internet's not working? They're like, join the club, dude. Go ahead.
Next. Yeah. Okay, so, and then the next one would be satellite. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of satellite, you taking away the cost and the slow speed, is that it's going to work everywhere.
Satellite
will. So, you know, there's going to be, the cost is crippling. The cost is, you know, most plans, they have unlimited plans right now that are $3,000 a week. And so you can get that for a 1 week charter. So it's gone to weekly. So it's unlimited and it's unthrottled, but it's only 10 megs down on a good day. So it's really not, in my opinion, the best solution for speed and ease of use.
To use all the time.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so what do we need to do?
So our next item would be 4 and 5G. And the 4 and 5G
equipment.
Like
the phone stuff.
Yeah, just like for your phone.
Okay.
But it's a little deceiving because you see on TV all the time, you can buy an unlimited plan for your T-Mobile phone for $45 a month all in. Well, T-Mobile knows that only one person is using that data and they cap it at about 18 gigs. So
that's called, you mean throttling?
Yeah. Yeah. At 18 gigs, they slow you down
okay.
to the point
yeah,
where
I've experienced that.
You don't want to use it anymore.
Yeah.
So our SIM cards and our equipment are unlimited gigs, but with no throttle point. So we've got boats that burn.
Wait a minute. Sorry. No contract, no throttling, unlimited data and
no oil spills.
I got him to say it. No oil spills. 2 months in a row now. Go ahead.
I think we're up to 3 months.
Oh, you should be proud of that. No, I'm very proud. Exxon Valdez can't say that. Go ahead. All right. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so the equipment that we're doing and the SIM cards and the service that we provide are such that it was all purposely designed for multiple users on a big boat where you've got four people FaceTiming family and downloading Netflix and streaming movies and doing Facebook all at the same time.
Dude, you know the new role of a captain is data management. Because if you got 10 guests on board and you got two deckhands up front streaming their girlfriends or something, everything slows down a little.
Yes.
But with your system, it doesn't see, there is no throttling.
No, there's no throttle. And the speed of the system is dependent upon what equipment you have on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dependent upon your location to the tower.
Okay.
And right now with 5G rolling out, they're making upgrades on all the towers everywhere.
5G is not out yet for yachts.
It's coming.
Uh-huh.
It's not really ready yet, and I can explain all that to you.
Okay, so what Marine Data Solutions does, what you guys have done, is you're like the T-Mobile of yachts. You have bought huge blocks of data, all right, from like AT&T or whatever, and then you're passing the savings on to get the price down for the boats.
Yes.
So basically, and then you install the equipment too.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we can put all that in for you.
So we operate in 100 to 200 foot boats. But this system could be on a 40 foot boat.
Yes, it could.
How big is this? Is show me some of the gear.
Okay, so this piece of equipment here is the MDS 242, also known as the PepWave Max BR1.
The PepWave Max BR1.
Yes. Yes, that's what it's.
I knew that.
It holds two SIM cards. It has internal switching for your wireless networks. It can be AC, it can be DC, very versatile.
Does it fly?
It looks like it should, but I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
Okay, so a yacht would put this on the boat.
This or something like it. This is our entry level unit.
This is the one that you guys produce.
Yeah, this is the one that we probably sell and install the most of.
Okay, so it doesn't seem to be that hard to get internet anymore. So you put this on the boat, which is that's nothing, but what else do you need?
Okay, so in order for this to get optimal reception,
which is good,
which means the best speeds and the best performance out of the system, you need to have two of these external antennas per SIM card, and the unit will hold two SIM cards.
Okay.
So you need two of those per SIM card, and you could be about 20 miles from the tower and still have good service. You get more than 20 miles, the curvature of the Earth gets in the way, and we have problems.
How much is this?
The
curvature of the Earth.
Yeah, we get into all kind
flat,
of fun
dude,
stuff.
It's flat. Okay. I mean, that's a fact.
So we can talk about that later.
Well, you know, South Africans leave. They never come back. Right off the edge. Okay. So how much is both of this?
Okay. So we have a package. We call it the advanced package. And mm-hmm. it's this modem and two of these external antennas and the cables and the mounts and everything. The hardware is $1,150.
$1,100.
Yeah.
You could actually put, would it be worth putting two of these on, one for guests and one for crew?
You could. You could do that. We have boats that do that as well.
Okay. And then so the crew have their own dedicated system.
Yes.
Go crazy, guys. Go right. nuts.
Right.
You know what? Off work, go stream, do whatever the hell you want.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something. We upgraded our system, and there really is a new job for the captains. Okay? I'm going to tell you, because we have the good system on our boat. And
yes.
Everybody's streaming everywhere. Now I get this. The owners want to download a movie, or they want to go live because of DirecTV.
Yeah.
So now half my time I'm on DirecTV going, yes, I want to order Frost, yes, for 24 hours. Yeah, okay, no, I don't need the add-on sports package. Then I have to go back in the main salon and go, okay, kids, the movie's ready to go. And by then they're like, we don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So for $1,100, you're in business.
Yeah.
Now, what would be the... what would be the ultimate setup? Okay, for a global boat or a boat that's traveling a lot, this isn't going to work offshore, right?
Well, it'll...
Well, to a certain point.
Yeah, once you're more than 20 miles from a tower, it's
okay,
not going to work.
So what would be the ultimate setup for a yacht?
The ultimate setup would be to have all three. You still want to connect to the dock.
The
as a backup.
Dude.
And I agree, but sometimes you need it because everything else broke.
You know, every time I'm in a marina, like I'm doing emails in the afternoon, everything's fine. And when all the crew's off in the marina, the internet just goes,
yep, yep.
And then I get that little dinosaur going. You can't yes. connect to the internet. I'm sitting there going, jumping the little thing.
That's exactly it.
Okay, so you want to still have satellite.
Yes, you want to have satellite because there's going to be places like the Exuma Park that has absolutely no 4G coverage.
So you have satellite, and then when you're in the areas, you have this, and you let the crew go wild.
Yes.
When you're offshore, you guys, dude, calm down. We'll be there soon. I actually had a chef. Right, and I'm always like, this is the old days before this, where internet was like $10 a megabyte.
Yeah, yeah.
We pull into the Bahamas, and my phone's going off. You just agreed to $10. This, you just agreed to $10. It was about $300 before I figured out what was going on. The chef's phone was updating.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, like 2 gigabytes, and I'm like, cut it off, shut it off. This your update cost me $900.
Yeah.
That's all over, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the way to do it, satellite for offshore use, this your system when you're in the area, and let the crew go wild.
Yes.
That'll keep you. They'll keep them happy. And and how much is it a month?
We've got several different plans, but our T-Mobile entry-level unlimited plan is $300 a month if you prepay for the year.
$300 a month.
Or it's $500 a month if you just go month-to-month with no contract.
$300 a month. My crew wastes $300 a month on...
Yeah, so we've got coverage with T-Mobile, with AT&T and Verizon here in the U.S.
Okay.
Also works in the U.S. territories like Puerto Rico and
what about the Bahamas?
U.S. Virgin Islands. Bahamas is a different vendor,
right.
And a different SIM card.
Okay.
But we do have coverage there. Caribbean is another different set of vendors, different set of SIM cards. We have coverage.
It's just like the satellite TV. When the boat goes in the area, they got to give you a buzz.
Yes.
You're going to give them the card.
Yes.
I know for a fact that I can switch it with my computer. Mm-hmm. I can switch the cards.
Yep.
So you go from one area to the other, you switch cards. Matter of fact, if you guys put two of these on board, you know, you could actually have four areas. Right?
Yes, you could.
I mean, that's pretty cool. Could. Communications on the yachts have come such a long way. There's no reason on the planet why a yacht, a 100-plus foot yacht, even an 80-foot, even a 40-foot boat should have this system. Let me ask you another thing. The boat goes into the yard or something. Can you just turn it off?
Yeah, you sure can.
So you don't even have to pay for it?
You sure can.
Jesus
yeah, you can
Louise.
Turn it off.
Jesus Louise. I turn the internet off on my kids all the time. It's fun. I would love to turn it off with the crew. Sometimes I do. But there's no reason on the planet why a boat shouldn't have a system like this. To keep the crew happy, to keep the guests happy, to keep the captain happy because the guests are happy and the crew are happy. Are you happy?
I'm thrilled.
I'm freaking happy. I'm sitting here on a brand new Hargrave. This thing's got to be worth, I don't know, $10 million. At the Galati exhibit. At the Sarasota Boat Show. Fort Lauderdale Boat Show.
I think it's Fort Lauderdale. I'm pretty sure.
And you know what? Marine Data Solutions. Mike, thanks for, you know, giving us the time to explain some of this stuff.
Anytime. I could go on about it all day, but that's a good start on what we've got. And if you guys need any information, feel free to call me. You check out our website, marinedatasolutions.com, has all the pricing. And we're here in Fort Lauderdale with coverage all over the world.
That's pretty awesome. There's no reason on the planet not to have this. That's I'm Doug. Sam's somewhere else. This is Mike, and that's the bottom line. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope it was informative, and I'll see you next week.
Take care, guys.